The Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated is a transboundary non-governmental organization which operates between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada and focuses on issues of marine protection, conservation, and stewardship of the environment. Technical Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Audwin Andrews, outlined some of the work which has been ongoing on the third phase of the Ashton Lagoon Restoration Project in Union Island.
Work continues at the Ashton Lagoon with enhancement work along a trail that included revetment to address erosion. This area is the area leading towards the two twin bridges. The revetment work there is completed. We've also opened additional gaps in the marina itself. This will help with the free exchange of water that has been trapped in key areas within the marina. By doing this, that will help to improve the water quality and enhance the habitat for juvenile fish and other marine life. Work like this, of course, takes time and is dependent on donor funding. So we're happy to state that this phase of the Ashton Lagoon is being funded by the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund through their ecosystem-based adaptation program.
Mr. Andrews said they continue to work with the secondary school on Union Island, and they recently concluded a mangrove ecology training program with the students from the school.
Now, Sustainable Grenadines continue to do work on the ground on Union Island, and we continue to partner with the secondary school, where we recently conducted a mangrove ecology training with the Form 2 students there. This two-day session was basically theory and practical, where they were briefed on the identification of the different types of mangrove, the benefits of mangrove, the ecosystem, and so forth. And then on the second, there was a practical session where they went out themselves and did some identification of the mangroves and so on, which was excellent. The interaction, the reception, the questions that were posed, it was well received by these kids.
Mr. Andrews added that the mangrove ecology training program with the students was a huge success, and they will continue to work with the nation's youth to promote conservation and environmental protection.
They collected more than 300 red mangrove propagates. Some were placed in SUSGREN's nursery, and some we did some outplanting with the kids. And after that, they were treated to an afternoon session. After the hot afternoon, you know, doing the outplanting and so on. So that was very well attended. And as I said, the interaction and reception from the kids were great. Big thanks to Mr. Alexander, the agriculture teacher there, for collaborating with us and the continued support from the Union Island Secondary School as we charted the way forward for these students.
Technical Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Audwin Andrews. I'm Raisa B. with today's special report.